bit. Person's whole life was spent in disobedience of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Towards the end he made amends. Allah ta'ala will judge his life based upon the end of his life. تموتون كما تحيون وتحشرون كما تموتون. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned more or less that you will pass away as you live, and you'll be raised on the day of Qiyamah as you passed away. What is your condition? So Allah looks at the end. What was the end of his life? How he made amends, how he made tawbah. So the amal also is the same. Possibly the entire amal, it was in trouble today, the heart wavered a bit, the mind, the things you have done. Allah comes towards the end. Now you put in all the energy right now. The istighfar, the tawbah, asking Allah for forgiveness. And to have this also in the heart, there's a difficulty. It's not difficult to get forgiveness from Allah. It's difficult to get the rahmat of Allah. It happens to all of us. We come into the end, I didn't really feel anything. I don't like feel any change in me. I don't know now whether I want to change, whether I got that friendship from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So all these thoughts of the mind will come. Sometimes nafs, sometimes shaitan also. Just to create that barrier. When the side of Allah is already open, the door is wide open. Allah is a friend of the believers. I'm already your friend. I'm already your friend. And already Allah Ta'ala in the last 10 days, how much Allah doubled and increased our intake. When a friend loves you, what he does, he spends on you. Well, Allah Ta'ala spends also. So we shouldn't feel from our side, because our mind feels like that now. I don't know really. You have full trust in Allah. Ya Allah, you have made me your friend. I am the friend of Allah. I am the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to get the rahmat from Allah, to get the help from Allah, to get Allah on your side is not difficult. And that's why we always quote that hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, more or less, that if you cannot cry, tabakum. Pretend you cry. That to convince Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is that easy. So to say in our language, that even if you bluff Allah, He'll believe you. Even if you bluff Allah, He'll believe you. The child you know has, he's bluffing you, crocodile tears. Is that really crying? And as soon as you give it to him, just stop crying and say, hey, he caught me. Oh, he caught me. Wait on, really, he was in pain, but there was nothing, he got what he wanted. And in something there also, he gets what he wants and he runs away. Then, when he needs again, he comes. Then to Allah is still waiting. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned that if you can't cry, pretend you're crying, Allah will believe that also. So that Allah Ta'ala will say to the malaika that, hold on, he's bluffing me, he's pretending, we're still going to catch him. No, not at all. Allah believes that also, Allah says, forgive him. Everything is forgiven, there's no tension, no stress right now. So coming to the end of the amal also, the end result is considered by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, how are we going to come to the end of the month of Ramadan. We have the last few moments, last few hours, increase our durood sharif, istighfar, man lazim al-istighfar. Person who holds tight on the istighfar. Allah will open avenues for him. Allah will forgive his sins. Allah will bless him in health, wealth and time. فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam said to his people, استغفروا ربكم. Make istighfar, ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness from your sins. Ask Allah Ta'ala forgiveness of your sins. Allah is غفارة. إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. يَا حَكِيمَ اخْتَسَبْ رَحِيمُ. Allah explain how they understood Allah. This is ma'rifat, how they understood Allah. That is why he was called عارف بالله. Also have an عارف over here also. Allah make it بالله also. Because عارف بالله is عارف بالباس. عارف بالله, he understood the system of Allah تبارك وتعالى. The nuqtas, the finer points. Allah تعالى system he understood. So he will say, Allah says, I'm ghaffara, I am ghafur. No matter how much sin you come with, no matter what level you come with of sin, in Quran Allah says, inna wa kana ghaluman jahula. Big zalim insan is, big zalim. Allah is saying, you're a big zalim. And you jahula, you're ignorant also. Although you have knowledge, then too you act so ignorant. Hazrat Hakim Akhtasab Rahimullah will say, that whatever level you come on, whether you are jahil, whether you are zalim, whether you are zalum, whether you are zallam. Take it to the highest level also. Mubalagha, hyperbole. Allah says that if you are zalim, I am ghaffar. If you are zallam, I am ghaffar. and if you are ghulum, then I am ghafoor. So there's nobody who can overtake the maghfirat of Allah. Whether you are zalim, oppressor, Allah says, I am ghafir, I will forgive you. Ghafir al-dhamb, wa qabil al-tawb, shadid al-iqab. Allah says, I am ghafir, I will forgive. And then you go higher, and then you become ghullam, bigger oppressor. Over and over again, ammaratun bisu. Over and over again. But you are ghullam, go to the sun over and over and over again. Allah says, carry on, you come one time to me, as a ghullam, I am ghafar. Wipe it out, finish. And you go higher than that now. You are ghaloom. Ghaloom, your life is only oppression. Sin upon sin, sin upon sin. And Allah says, then too, there's no hope for you. If you come as ghaloom, then I am ghafoor. And subhanallah, subhanallah. How they stood in Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, we hear in Quran every day. Innahu kana ghafara, innahu wal ghafoorur raheem. إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. But here Allah تبارك وتعالى, Allah تبارك says that when you came as a ظلوم, big oppressor on yourself, on your family, on the children, don't even know what you're doing right and wrong, you just carry on like a steamroller. Then to Zakim صاحب رحم الله وكوت, then Allah تبارك says, I am الغفور وهو الغفور ودود. سبحان الله. Allah says, I am غفور. And wadud means I'm loving. I'll forgive you and I'll love you also. I am forgiving, I'll forgive everything. Now difficult. Partnership went sour, went sideways, stalemate, things were said. Shall I just forget about it? Let's just move on. And I will say to you, stay in your lane or stay in my lane. Don't cross my lane, please. Went through enough already, don't cross my lane. Allah says, no problem. I forgive you and I love you also. And I love you and I'll give you everything. Whatever you want now. Merciful, our Creator. So we're coming to the end of the month of Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala accept our Rosa also. May Allah be by istighfar. Ya Allah, we don't know how to keep Rosa. We don't know how to perform Salah. We don't know how to make Dua. We don't know anything. We're Jahil. Ya Allah, we are Jahil. Ya Allah, you teach us. You got a big L on the back. We are learner drivers for life. Learner driver. And you know the learner driver. Then you just overlook it, made a mistake. When you hire a car to in Johannesburg, they put their ZN plates. They make a mistake, oh, it's some PZN, doesn't know the roads. Comes here, they put GP plates. They make a mistake also, it's out of town. So we keep ours permanently, L plates. Learn a driver. I'm always learning and making a mistake. Yalla overlook me. Students of Deen in the Madrasa, we tell them also, as long as you're a student of Deen, then you are overlooked. But the day you qualify, then you are looked at. Then you are in problem. As long as you are a student of Deen, you write the examination also. Ustaz will give him the paper, write the examination. And tafsir paper. Tafsir al-Jalalain, whatever it is. So the Ustaz says that you will answer this paper, translate this ayat of Quran Sharif. So he forgot the translation. Forgot the translation, and he puts the opposite translation. Ustaz puts the thalath of the Quru. What's Quru? Manadim? Three? So what do you say? They don't understand his and Tuhru. Three menstrual cycles or three clean periods. Has both meanings. Quru. It can mean three menstrual cycles of the woman or three clean periods of the woman. So now, but he was lucky he put the answers there. He wasn't sure which one. They put both, he got full marks. But sometimes now he put the opposite answer. Quran tarjumah, Quran translation. Now he didn't know it, so he put the wrong answer thinking it's right. Thinking it is right. Wrong translation. Absolute wrong translation, completely opposite translation. He put there, and the Ustaz sees it. He translated this Quran ayat incorrectly, intentionally. What's the fatwa? To say Quran incorrectly, intentionally, what's the fatwa? Kafir. Then Ustaz says, hey, the boy is kafir, why kick him out? No, he's a student. But he says, got an L on his back, learner. So, Ustaz put it wrong, but just correct it. It's a wrong translation. But put it intentionally. Thought it was the right thing. Once he qualifies, now he wrote an article and he put the wrong translation. You say, oh, but who's this? Who's the writer of this? Then he saw the fatwa flying then. Long as he was a learner, no problem. Once in madrasa also, so for Jumu'ah, we should have turns to give the khutbah. So one of the students, so the second khutbah, he sat down in between the first and the second khutbah, so he had the kitab, Al-Khutbatu Mimbiriya. So in that whole, all of Ustaz sitting there, so in that little bit stress of his, all of Ustaz are there, so he's looking for the right page for the khutbah. The second khutbah, so he just opened it and stood up, started reading. As he started reading, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, this is khutbah of Eid. And he's carrying on the takbirat. The panic of Eid is trying to look for the right page. Can't get it. But you know, students of Deen now, they'll finish him after that. But the ustaz, what they say to the student. But let the Imam Sahib do that. Imam Sahib, what's the problem? You didn't check him before you came. You have to prepare him before you come. So as I say, as long as we are students still, Ya Allah, I'm still learning, Ya Allah, I'm jahil, I don't know anything. Ya Allah, hold my hand, teach me, Ya Allah. Teach me and make it right for me. And make it right for me. So we'll, and my ustaz told me also, that when you go to a class to teach, don't go in the capacity of an ustaz, go as a learner. I'm going to learn. I'm also a student. Just that they are sitting that side, I'm sitting this side. As long as you go as a student, Allah will teach you. But if you go as an ustaz, now you'll be tested. Now you'll be tested. I'm going as a student, I'm sitting with my friends, students, and I'm learning with them also. So for us also, as long as we are learners, we're still learning deen, Ya Allah, teach us. And how Allah Pak will teach you? If you want divine tutoring from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. You don't need YouTube channel. You want divine tutoring from Allah, what to do at that moment, how to do it, what I must do now. Quran says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهِ. Have taqwa of Allah. Same taqwa we're talking about. Have taqwa. Allah says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. Then have taqwa of Allah, تَبَارَكُ وَتَعَلَى وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهِ. And Allah will teach you. Allah will teach you divinely. Not only your deen, your dunya also. How to do this. I don't want taqwa, there's temptation that I need to do haram. Whether my business, whether my life. And here in our system, you only learn one way. Insurance, riba, banks. Let's have taqwa, put the bricks. Don't get involved. But that's the only way I know how to do business. There's no other way. You can't get out of it. This is the only way. When it comes to nikahs right now also. Now the new generation, their parents also. How they made nikah? Don't know how come they still are convinced that it's the right way. Arrange nikah. Now the fathers also. The father's also, boy wants to come see my daughter, hold on, I'm not sure whether it's the right boy. We meet at the coffee shop. Don't know how to do things properly. Taking his daughter there also, she's sitting on table, call the boy, sit on her with the same table, have coffee together. And her parents are sitting on another table. The new style right now. Right, don't call him home yet, just see whether you have gel. Just see whether you like his akhlaq. Alright? And whether you're compatible, etc. And if it is like that, then we'll call them home after that. I can always mention also that they want to see now in 1-2 meetings whether they're compatible or not. But if they're married 40 years, they're still not sure whether it's compatible. Say, no, I just want to get to know her. Just want to get to know her a little bit. Alright, and I just want to get to know him also. But we still don't know our spouses yet by really now. Right, when we go home now after etikaf, we're not sure what the mood is. We're still not sure about it. What's the mood going to be? Children are troubling. Your children are troubling. 10 days, you just went and sat there. And you were having a nice chow, and cappuccino, and coffee, and tea, and served like one lani. Now you come, you take over. Yeah, that's very much. This etikaf, already she started now. Already she started and she warned you already. When you come home, don't say you're tired, please. Don't hear you're tired. You're a nice break. I was with the children. So you come home, I want to put my feet up. And tomorrow, we give mommy's house. I'm not hearing nothing. Breakfast, lunch and supper, I'm not hearing anything about your family. You already had your good time, we are going. So we still getting to know them. We don't know what's going to happen next week, he's going to come from. And he says, want to mulaqas with a girl now, get to know her. What are you going to get to know me? What are you going to get to know? So all this now, we don't have to do things. Have taqwa in your heart, Allah will teach you. how to get out of the situation, Allah will teach you. Just adopt taqwa. Put the bricks. Put the wall between myself and sin. And then too, you'll be tested. You will be tested. This dunya is a place of tests. Is there a place of sukoon? Sukoon is in the heart. That you get from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Otherwise, in dunya, in business, there's no sukoon. There's no sukoon, there's no free money. Like it'll just come like that. The free money is only haram money. That will come. Put in the pocket, put here, put there, and free money. So that doesn't work in Shariat. For dunya, you have to work. Allah Baqa has a system. It's a place of kabad. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي kabad. Allah Ta'ala made insan to live in difficulty, chaos, strife. That's the default mode of life. So amal is the same also. وَجَاهِدُوا make mujahada to exert ourselves. So to get our work done by Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is very easy. Adopt taqwa to whatever level we can. And the main thing for i'tikaf and islah is to become conscious of it. I'm conscious now. I'm conscious of my Islam. I'm conscious. And don't put your bar too high also. Don't put it too high. That I was here 10 days now. Alhamdulillah, I can handle anything now. Alhamdulillah. Allah has given me the sukoon, the sabr, the patience. Alhamdulillah. You will be tested. Sometimes the first day, as I mentioned, you go home already. And already now it will fire up in the firing line. And now the taqwa will be tested. Where are you going to put that wall, the patient sabr? وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا Two main things, sabr and taqwa. Quran couples them together. وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا And if you are patient, وَتَتَّقُوا And you fear Allah, watch your tongue, watch your moves, watch your expressions. Expression also, as I say, very effective expression. Person now, the wife will say something, but when he walks in the house, no smile, nothing. Just one eye open like that. And a stiff face. Hazrat says, even your stiff face, the cat will understand you and harm the cat. Cat will run away also. The face you are making. Imagine the children and the wife. They understand your body language already. Go embracing, smiling, laughing. But then say, very happy for yourself. She starts now. And say, nagging, nagging, nagging. Then I say, what you must do at that time? Just regard yourself to be mazur. Five bob, short a little bit, carry on smiling. They don't understand what you're saying. Carry on, muhabbat, carry on, muhabbat. Don't take everything to head, to mind. You're going to take everything into your brain, you're going to get a hemorrhage after that. They are going to get a hemorrhage. Then the words of your vocab will change. Vocab will change, the mood will change. So just as mazur, carry on smiling. Allah is your bandi, your bandi. Give me a position to look after the children. Everybody coming one time now. So just do like a half ma'azur and the other 50% just think of Allah. Just keep your heart by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. I just gotta weather the storm now. But connect them to Allah. Connect them to Allah. Get them out of it quickly. Don't carry on riding now the fitna. Just get over it quickly. Let's move on. Move on. Muhabbat, piyar. Allah Pak, teach us how to do it also. Otherwise we'll go home and then we got very high expectations of ourselves. And what's worse than that now, when the person feels now that the wife doesn't regard me to be pious, and you don't see the nur on my face, and you don't see some change in me, waiting to hear, that she must say, hey, mashallah, I see some change in you. That's why you'll never hear it. All the time you'll hear it is when, before nikah, and after your janazah leaves the house. Before nikah, boharo poiro, hey, what a nice boy. Boharo. Father told her, hey, mashallah, you know, in the masjid also, his namaz, and his gush, and his mashallah, very pious boy. And when she was married, she got disappointed. Hey, my father, I don't know what he saw in you. Then you'll hear everything. And the day you pass away, no, you go on and say, hey, what a man he was. What a man he was. In between, you won't hear anything. So don't even wait, don't even hope that you will hear any good words. Yes, our mothers will tell us, father will say, mashallah. We're not doing it for anybody, for Allah. Allah, you become pleased. And Allah, Allah keep them happy also. Allah, Allah give us tawfiq. Tomorrow, inshallah, will be the day of Eid. So the day of Eid, they say in the believer, is that only tomorrow? Eid al-Fitr, Eid al-Adha. This Eid is for the children, for them to enjoy also. We spend on them. Eid al-Adha also, with the animals, the qurbani, etc. It's an Eid for us also, the day of eating, drinking, you can't keep a roza. So you also, the day of merrymaking, enjoying also. And seeing to the family, make them happy also. But ulama said the real Eid of the believer, there's five Eids for him. There's five Eids of a believer. The first Eid, they say, is the day you spend without sinning. The day without guna. Today was my Eid day. I didn't get involved in any sin in guna. Allah saved me. That's your Eid day. There's a day to celebrate. Make shukr to Allah tabarak. Ya Allah, today you saved me. My eyes, my ears, my akhlaq, my character. Ya Allah, today you kept me, alhamdulillah, close to you. I didn't harm anyone. I didn't break the command of Allah. Got my salat, takbir, awla, safa, awla. As Allah wants it from me. My ma'amulat got done. Today is your Eid day. Today is your Eid day. That's one Eid day in the life of a believer. So the day without sin. And the second Eid day for a believer. وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ فَيَقُولَهَا أُمُقْرَوُ كِتَابِيَهِ. This is your Eid day. When you get your book of deeds in your right hand. I made it. And then he will shout out. فَيَقُولَهَا أُمُقْرَ. Come read my book. See, I made it. See, I passed it. Flying colors. I made it. How he'll jump on that day. Now, you find the miraculous, I don't know about now, before. It becomes the newspaper, the last page. I don't know about now how the results come. The voice will come in the paper, the last page. Whether you got SC, what is the other one? Exemption. What do you say? ME. Metric exemption. So he got his senior certificate. He just made it all low grade. He put all low grade and he passed it. And hey, the paper, how he just threw the paper and hey, yeah, made it. The major qiyam was when he gets his name amal. The evil deeds of his in his book, Allah Ba'ad just puts it one side. And he gets the book of deeds in his right hand. And how you jump for joy. Inni zanantu anni mulaqin hisabiyya. I knew I will meet Allah on this day. I knew I will get my hisab. I knew it's going to happen. Then he'll be said, Allah will say to him, kulu wa shrabu. Then now eat and drink. Merry make now. Because of the amal you did before, now you can enjoy. Now is your Eid day now. Now you can jump. Now you can jump and you can enjoy yourself. The third Eid day will be when by the fazl of Allah, he passes over the pul sirat. Passes the pul sirat. When he sees that long bridge over the fire of Jahannam. And he looks down. And how am I going to make it? For somebody's dua. Some amal he did, Allah Ta'ala accepted it and just flies over. He looks back. I passed, can't believe it. True already. Can't even believe it. I heard it was so difficult, so thin, so sharp, that you can just strip like that. How I made it? And brothers know, when they pass the green light, nothing to declare. They don't even look back also. He didn't make it wasi fast as reading. They're pushing the trolley. He passed the green light, he got full up everything over there in the bag. And he passed and he comes out there. He said, and all the family is waiting for him. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hey, now he's so happy. We're into a food now. Give the children all the hadiyas. What enjoyment it is. You won't even look back also. Full sirat, he passed Eid day for you. Eid day. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu has riwayat. He says that Jannat, he will go into Jannat. And alhamdulillah, he made it. He will go there and then he'll ask the malaika, aina zawjati, aina awladi. The Tani has mentioned this riwayat in his tafsir. Where the jannati will go and he asks, aina zawjati, yalla, where's my wife? Yalla, where's the kids? Where's everybody? And the reply will be, they didn't make it. They're somewhere, but the lower level. You made it in a high level. Tell the wife also, I'll take the heavy stuff. You just take the lighter stuff in case they stop you. I'll handle it, inshallah. So he made it, and they didn't make it. Children, the wife didn't make it to your level. But Hazrat Ali rahmatullah alayhi says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very kind. Allah is the king of all kings. King of all kings. In tafsir of the ayats, the Tani explains, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَاتَّبَعَتْهُمْ ذُرِّيَّتُهُمْ بِإِيمَانٍ أَلْحَقَّنَا بِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ الحقنا بهم ذرية وما علتناهم من عملهم من شيء. سبحان الله. عجيب آية this. والذين آمنوا, those people who had إيمان, واتبعتهم ذريتهم بإيمان. ذرية, the children. So the children and family also follow them in إيمان. Just basic إيمان they had. So in Qiyamah, when the father will be in the high levels of Jannah, and he'll ask, Aina Zawjati, Aina Awladi. So Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala alhaqqana bihim dhurriya. Allah said, I'll join up their family to them. Not that Allah will drop him down. Allah is king of all kings. Then as the Talmud says, Rahmatul Alayh, when the king goes to a foreign land, now they receive him, prime minister, president, king, Arab countries, some of his private jet, whole entourage. Then they got the red carpet out for him. Alright, and the prime minister, or president himself came to meet him. He won't send now his deputy. It's like an insult. Send the deputy or someone minister to receive him, then it already shows now there's some tension here, doesn't have time for him. Or that person really doesn't know the etiquette of receiving another king, another prime minister or president. But he's come himself. And this prime minister, president, brought his son with him also. Brought his son also. Now you know how they dress, they got the formal wear. But this youngster came now with his cap, he's wearing his Bermudas. Say, who is this? Say, no, he's the son of this. What, he came from all India? This is official trip. No, no. He doesn't know how, he doesn't know the etiquette. But this prime minister, president, when he puts the king or prime minister in his car, he won't tell his guards, the light is just taking with me. No, that's now, the king's son, that now, he put him in the same thing. They will not put him in the front seat at least, because now it's an insult to send him with the khadims. Eating time also, the way he's carrying on, the spread is laid out. Now the guards and whoever came with the king, they didn't know the sarkhan. And here now we have royalty, we have now the big shots. So the son also, he won't put him with the khadims, he go eat there now. He'll also host him also, take out the chair for him, he's the king's son. And accommodation also, he'll put him with the king. He won't put him now with the guards. So Allah is king of all kings. And this king also won't tell that king that now you know the way your son is behaving, better you go sleep with him. No, you don't tell him that. He put the son with the king. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the father was pious, Allah will join up the whole family with him. And Allah will not decrease anything of his good deeds and amal and reward. So by extension, as the Tamil says, rahmatullahi alayh, that the mashayikh also, fadkhuli fi ibadi. They enter with my ibadi. Before Jannah, enter with my awliya, my friends. I go into Jannah. So he says, they also, we have hope in Jannah. When the awliya will ask Allah, where are my children? It will include the spiritual children also. Allah, we should sit together, have majlis and go together, make zikr together. Allah, where is everybody? We will have fun again. Allah says, no, they all scattered. Then he said, to barakah this ayat, Allah will join them up. Now a big majlis in Jannah. Not with the shaykh, not with the Shaykh al-Mashhur, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, brother who will army? They all fell in love with you, they learned your sunnah. But that will be the scenarios of Jannah. So the third Eid will be when he passes the post Sirat. So one is the Eid you have in dunya, the second Eid you mentioned the day without sin. Then when you get your book of deeds in your right hand, you will pull Sirat, and finally the real Eid day will be وَلَذَّةَ النَّظَرِ إِلَىٰ وَجْهِكَ. When we see Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. When Allah will reveal His beauty to mankind. See what a day that will be. In dara ghira mudir, when the person will see Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, nothing will block his days also. And have a full look of Allah. We said the day of Jumu'ah. There's no days in Jannah, but there'll be a day called, time called, today is Yawm al-Jumu'ah. And some riwayat Mufti, Qari Tayyib Sahib Rahimullah mentioned, on the day of Jumu'ah, Allah will reveal His beauty to the people of Jannah, and how they will just enjoy looking at the beauty of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. There many things now, we think now, what will it be like? Allah is Noor upon Noor. Allah is the creator of beauty. People like cars when they go for their car show. Oh, the head doesn't work. See this model, see that model, look at this model, look at the interior. Just feel that leather. I sit in it, you can smell it. And different features. Those that like cars, those that like cell phones, they go to the cell phone shop. This feature, that feature, this and that. How they just enthralled they are. Whatever hobbies they have, how they really enjoy it. Women folk also, they have hobbies, how they enjoy it. So all this is a reflection of the beauty of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. This is a reflection of the beauty of Allah. To see the noor of Allah, what enjoyment there'll be, as we mentioned before, people are going to see northern lights, just to see lights. Just to see lights. They are enjoying that also. So he's meditating the nur of Allah. What will he bring to the Jannat al-Hat? How will he enjoy tasting in the company of Allah? And Qari Tayyib Sahib Rahimullah mentioned, say, who will be in the first saf? That nobody will block my sight, I want to see full. Who will be in the first row to see, and get the first glance of, at the nur of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala? Said, those that came and were in the first saf on the day of Jumu'ah in the masjid. They were here in the first saf, they came early. So on the day of Jumu'ah, they in Jannat also, Allah will put them in the first saf. Because they did it in dunya. Allah Ta'ala give us every week, they become early for Salat al-Jumu'ah. I mean the first saf. But they already practiced now for that day of Jumu'ah in Jannat. Today when Allah will reveal Himself, that today Allah is going to reveal His beauty. Allah is going to reveal His beauty, and what beauty that will be, we can't even imagine it. That will be the real Eid day now. And they say when the Jannati sees that, then all the other ni'mas and bounties and pleasures of Jannah will just vanish. Although there's so much enjoyment, there's so much to do there. There's so much to do there, Hazrat says, whatever you can imagine, and you want to enjoy also. You want to imagine and enjoy, Allah has kept it in Jannat. Whether you like A1 or F1, you can have your own. Drive how fast you want also, no accidents. Whether you know race horses, whether you know race a Ferrari also, autobahn, no problem, no speed limit. And no accident also. Call all the friends, please racing. And whatever you like, Allah says, done, it's yours. You get what, then you like water sports also, you know, go skiing, you know, go this, you know, go that. Now they're doing paragliding, must be paragliding. They go in the water. So brother was telling us also, he went recently paragliding. You see, my eyesight is very bad. Really can't see now. He said, I'm paragliding. So the guy in the boat, he told me, right, we're going to take off soon, then you go up in the air. So when you want to come down, then I'll be sitting certain place, and this color, you see what I got in my hand? So you must just take a signal to me. Then I'll bring you down. Says, he went one way in the air, then my eyes are so bad I couldn't see him. I want to come down. Come down, but no way, I can't see. What more, Ashari? So even in dunya, as I said, with how much fun you're having, there's still some. He said, kuch kala hai. There's some black dot over there. This is always fun. That always something there still. There's something there still. As Hazrat says also, you for a nice picnic. The wife prepared a nice pot of biryani. And you just drove into the driveway and you can smell the jafran. Jafran, what's your name? Saffron. Hey, today she put the saffron, the top one. Afghanistani one, she put in the biryani. Flavor is different. Everything well prepared, you're going for a picnic today, Sunday. Going for the picnic, and we called everybody. Grandchildren are coming with the scooter and bicycles and everything. Yes. And now, I'm not good enough son-in-laws, I got no need to carry anymore like on Bichara, I have to carry basket and mat. Son-in-laws, I just offer the boot. They set up everything. Now he's Alani now. He said, now we all sat down, and now, he said, even I skipped the breakfast also, made place for the biryani. Why are you fasting? I don't think too much of the biryani now. Just I'll be iftar. Now we all sat down to eat. Now she took out the big pot, put it there. I just opened it and took out the foil. He said, Subhanallah, this is now chow. This is biryani. I started dishing out quickly. Said, you know what? He forgot the spoon. What do you forgot? He said, you got everything, but you forgot one spoon. Only one ni'mat of Allah. He forgot. So it's because kala hai, you forgot the spoon, how are we going to dish the food? How are we going to dish the food? Difficult. So always in that fun, there's something there. There's something there, you forgot the spoon. Oh, you're supposed to bring the plates, you didn't bring the plates. Now we're all looking at the pot. Now how are we going to eat? How are we going to eat now? Because this is everything is a ni'mat of Allah. From the spoon, to the plate, to the serving utensils, everything is a ni'mat of Allah. But somehow something will happen. Oh, he brought the cold drink, he didn't bring the cups. Brought the cups, he forgot the cold drink. I thought you were bringing it. Who's going to go buy it? Now just leave it. But that was the cherry on the top. So already something happened. Children also. They bring their bicycles, they're also excited to play. Then he comes crying. What happened? He said, no, the tie is punctured. Who's in fizzy tantrum? Now the whole picnic was spoilt. Crying, 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 tantrum. This in Jannat won't be like that. It's only enjoyment and enjoyment. It's only maja, but now we have to make the points in the minds. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to spend our time correctly. We come into the end of the i'tikaf also to make rubber istighfar, tawbah, clear our hearts, make our intentions, inshallah, the highest intentions. Highest intentions, the masturat at home also. They also make niyat. Yalla, our life is for deen, our children also, the education, ta'aleem education. And Ya Allah, give me the taqwa. Whatever the blockage in my life, Ya Allah, remove it. Let us make the ta'aluq with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala grant us His muhabbat, His love, His understanding. And this is the real Eid of a believer. This is the real Eid of a believer. It will only be fun. Once you enter into Jannah, you're sitting in the company of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah reveals His beauty. Ya Allah, I made it to win. Allah Ta'ala make it possible for all of us, inshallah. The entire ummah. Allah Ta'ala blow the wings of hidayat also. Allah Ta'ala give hidayat. We're all coming to the fold of Islam, and then we all make it to Jannah peacefully, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala accept it. We've got the last few hours left. How much we can do, whatever the khidmat sati, also for some taqaz, whatever it is to make their work easy for them. That also is part of the i'tikaf now. So even we're packing up, pouring the tents, durud sharif and istighfar. 100 times durud sharif, 100 times istighfar. Zakim Sahib Rahimullah will say, the best istighfar is also in the Quran Sharif. Rabbi ighfir warham wa qul. Nabi of Allah is commanded. Say, Rabbi ighfir warham. Allah, forgive warham and have mercy. Wa anta khayrur rahim. Ya Allah, you are the best of those that show mercy. He was commanded to say this. The Hakim Sahib Rahimullah will say this with fervor. And how he would say it also. This is ishq and love. So he taught us how to read his ayahs. He would say to Allah, Ya Allah. Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Allah. Idhat fi Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Rabbi ighfir warham, wa anta khayrur rahimin. Allah will love this. Oh Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you my Allah. Ya Rahman, Ya Allah, you Rahman. Rahman, five letters. More letters in Arabic word, the deeper and more vast the meaning. Allah, you are Rahman. Meaning that your Rahman is so much in dunya, you feed the kafir also. It doesn't even call unto you. Worshipping the idols, spirits, Jesus. But Allah, you're giving him food also. You're feeding him too. Haven't deprived him. He's eating to the sifat of Rahman. Allah's Rahmat in dunya comes from Rahman. Allah feeds everyone. Allah gives everyone. Ya Rahim, four letters. That's more restricted. So Allah is Rahman in dunya, includes the kafir also. Allah is Rahim. Allah shows that Rahmat on the day of Qiyamah only for the believers. Ya Allah, you are Rahman, you are Rahim. And then Rabbi ighfir warham wa anta khayrur rahimin. So as we are cleaning up also, istighfar, tawbah, whatever, la ilaha illallah, astaghfirullah, as'aluka al-jannah, wa a'udhu bika min al-nar, and durud sharif, like this also, helping the khidmat sati become deen also, inshallah. And if anybody was hurt in any way, we did or said anything, we ask for forgiveness, maafi. Anything we said in the bayans, maybe we miss an ishara also. Make us maaf also, make dua for us, Allah, make our complete Islam, all of us, inshallah. From our side, alhamdulillah, the sadis are beautiful, alhamdulillah, all came, such muhabbat, such love. Sitting in the bayans, whether they were sleeping or awake, alhamdulillah. The day they were sitting, Allah shukr. So he made the majlis, alhamdulillah. Allah Ta'ala fully accepted. And those that were sick and ailing, that they were here also, Allah Ta'ala give them double the reward. They still want to take off. They weren't well, with the sinuses, with the nose, with the headache, with the body pains, alhamdulillah. They still sat in i'tikaf. How Allah must have loved that qurbani also. They could have went away home. But then they sat over here. What Allah will give on that, Allah will, stagana and treasures are very big, inshallah. So we have these moments, istighfar, tawbah, durud sharif, whatever needs to be done, we'll do it now. I mean, dua for one another, and inshallah, many more i'tikafs in the path of Allah. The entire year we have also striving the path of Allah. Give time to the deen of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, to maintain our taqwa, inshallah. We all will try, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala accept, inshallah. Some reason to take bi'at. Come to And the man after the khutbah, and then you repeat the words after me, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا من سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله يد الله فوق أيديهم فمن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه ومن أوفى بما عاهد عليه الله فسيؤتيه أجرا عظيما وقال تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العظيم قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام المرء مع من أحبه أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم والله فم التوبة فم كفر فم شرك فم نفاق فم بدعات فم all sins major and minor especially the sin of the love of dunya and being unmindful of the akhir and from the sin of following my wounds and desires and being unmindful of the command of Allah جل جلاله and the sunnah of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and from the sin of pride. Oh Allah,
I promise
to the best of my ability to perform
five times salah
or jama'ah
in the masjid
according to sunnah to
fast
during the month of Ramadan
if zakat becomes fard
to pay zakat
if hajj becomes fard
to perform hajj
oh Allah
I enter into the silsila of the chistiyah
the naqshbandiyah
the qadiriyah and the suharwardiyah
Oh Allah,
to the barakah
of all the pious
of all four silsilas
except my tawbah
and my bi'ah as long as I live grant me an Islamic
Imani life
just before mawt
grant me
tawbatan nasuha grant me mawt
and perfect iman
and kalima shahada
wal afiyah
salama
wal izza
get me tomorrow on the day of qiyamah and forever thereafter
in jannah
with all the righteous and the pious. Allah Ta'ala accept, inshallah. Make it easy. Shall I get my number? Then you send me your name and remind me about the bi'ah. And I will send you to read, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala accept it, inshallah. Barak Nubi. Your brothers can. Is there anything to do now? No, man.